but you can't rule out a tornado in a situation like this. High around 73 tomorrow, then sharply cooler tomorrow evening as showers come to an end. Friday's high 63. Could be an isolated shower, a breezy day, down to 44 Saturday morning, and Saturday's high in the upper 60s. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet today before the storm system gets here. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, I'm attorney Sarge Grubbs, inviting you to attend the Successful Aging Boot Camp at the Archibald Senior Center on November 1st. If you're over age 55, this is a must-attend event. Call 649-4911 to register. Seats are limited. Call 649-4911 to register.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating after a man was found dead on Cherry Street Tuesday afternoon. Police haven't released the man's name or a cause of death. They say there are no obvious signs of foul play. Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth says his wife was injured in an accidental shooting Tuesday. He says this happened while she was skeet shooting with her family. Her injuries are minor. And Montgomery Public Schools emergency response team is making sure they are ready should disaster strike. They held a training session at Garrett Coliseum, one of many school evacuation checkpoints in the city. It was a way to get MPS nurses, faculty, and staff aware of how to move students safely and securely with bus transportation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Bailey Brothers Music Company are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Bailey Brothers Music Company and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. Bailey Brothers Music, where you are the star. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Bailey Brothers Music Company.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com. At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community. A 5-day return policy. Credit options for everyone. And a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard. Or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President Trump and the First Lady paid their respects to the victims of Saturday's massacre as a grief-stricken community began to bury the dead. Jeffrey Myers, the synagogue's rabbi, greeted Mr. Trump along with his daughter Ivanka Trump and son-in-law Jared Kushner.
The notorious Boston crime boss who was on the run for years, caught and sent to prison for life, Whitey Bulger, he's now been killed behind bars.
President Trump is reportedly looking at doing away with birthright citizenship.
Now they're saying I can do it just with an executive order.
Allegations of a possible smear campaign against special counsel Robert Mueller. to frame him with lies about sexual harassment.
An alleged porch pirate caught on camera. A woman police say was caught in the act, apparently trying to steal packages from someone's front door.
Much of Italy is under alert for flooding from heavy rains, including Venice, which has seen its worst flooding in about a decade.
Pharrell isn't happy at all about President Trump using his song at a rally on the day of the Pittsburgh massacre.
Williams has sent a cease and desist letter to President Trump.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Time 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. And then you can get in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. $60 value. You know what's in that gift basket? Things that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. We do that drawing on Friday. That's eligible for any caller. Let's go to Lee. Lee, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
I'm very, very good.
I was calling. I know our elections are coming up and everything, and I have seen a couple commercials about these amendments, and I really don't know a whole lot about them, and I was wondering if you had any details on them or anything you could kind of enlighten.
Yeah, we're going to be going over the amendments on Friday and on Monday before the election.
Okay.
So tune in.
If I could ask you a question, the Ten Commandment Amendment. Is that just basically so they can put everything back in the schools and on the state property and all that?
Yeah, it basically says that you can display without harm the Ten Commandments. It does have some restrictions in it, but what I'm going to do is Joey's going to be my reader for that day, and we're going to kind of go over the fine points of that.
Okay. And, you know, the thing here with these... come over here, you're pregnant, and you baby's a citizen. You know, isn't there some type of loophole for that as far as you already broke the law, you're an illegal alien?
That's what they're going to test in court, and that's the jurisdiction clause that we're going to talk about, and we're about to get into some immigration things. And the way to resolve, I don't know if you heard the show yesterday, but Article 5 within the 14th Amendment basically says that Congress can set the standards for this. So if Congress can pass a piece of legislation that says you cannot do that if you're an illegal alien here, then that resolves it right there. Now, it'll be tested in court, but I think from the way I read it, it will be won.
And, of course, if the Democrats win the House, that'll pretty much never come to pass, correct? So
yeah, that would not come to pass.
Yeah. Well, I hope everybody get out and vote, and I enjoy your show, and thank you much.
You are so very, very welcome.
We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Lee.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So we dropped that other one. Okay, let's get into the immigration thing, and then I'm going to send you over two other clips here. I thought we were going to have callers there. So let's do the immigration in the 14th.
Halloween happens to fall 6 days before the midterm elections. President Trump is doing everything possible to shift immigration to the forefront of the debate, focusing on a slow-moving caravan of Central American migrants about 1,000 miles from the U.S. border. His latest idea to deny automatic citizenship for children born to undocumented immigrants on U.S. soil is getting very strong and widespread pushback from his critics and some supporters.
Yeah, many people saying it's unconstitutional. We are tracking the close races around the country where the president is trying to make a difference. Weijia Zhang is at the White House with the president's big push on immigration.
President Trump first mentioned putting an end to so-called birthright citizenship when he rolled out his immigration plan as a candidate back in 2015. But since then, he has not made it a top agenda item, leading critics to suspect he's doing it now to rally Republicans to the polls.
It's in the process. It'll happen. With an executive order. That's
President Trump believes his signature is enough to stop what's known as birthright citizenship,
established in the 14th Amendment, which says all persons born or naturalized in the United States are citizens, but some members of his own party don't agree.
You cannot end birthright citizenship with an executive order. I'm a believer in the Constitution. I believe in interpreting the Constitution as it's written, and that means you can't do something like this via executive order.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Debbie. Debbie, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on Wednesday.
Hello, Dan.
How are you, Debbie?
Good. How about yourself?
Very good.
Do you think this thing that Trump's trying to do, do you think it's going to have any late
stand-on? You faded out right when you were asking the question, so ask the question again.
Do you think this executive order has a chance from President Trump to go through and be legal?
No, I think it would get tested in court. I think what he's trying to do is just raise the conversation and get a conversation started.
What I was thinking. One quick question also. This Bob Vance that's running for against Parker, was his father Robert Vance?
Yes.
Remember that name?
Yeah, he was the judge that was killed in the bombing.
That's what I was thinking. Okay. Good enough.
You were.
I want to join the Sweet Creek.
Oh!
Lunch bunch.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Give me your month and day of birth.
Today.
Today?
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Debbie.
Thank you. I've been trying to call you for several days, but I just couldn't seem to make it work when you weren't talking about something I wanted to listen to.
Ah. Well, we got your name in for the drawing, but what you got going on for your birthday?
Well, I'll go to dinner tonight.
Good.
I'm not sure where, but somewhere. There are plenty of places to go in this area, so I'm sure I'll take in dinner and maybe have an adult beverage or two.
Ooh, my kind of girl. What are some of your favorite dining spots?
I don't really know. I kind of like the steak places. I'm thinking maybe Longhorn or something like that.
You were thinking about what now?
Longhorn.
Oh, Longhorn, yeah. And over in East Chase?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good place.
Mm-hmm.
The Blooming Onion, I actually...
Where's that?
The steak is... Is good there. My steaks are better, but the Blooming Onion is really good.
I remember the Blooming Onion. Well, now, how about dinner at your house?
Come on.
You are the cook.
Yeah, come on.
You are the chef.
Come on over. Well, particularly with this new client that we've got, the Wagyu beef place, I'm really excited about these guys.
Well, I listen to you to know where everything that's any good comes from.
Well, that's what we try to do. We try to impart that to folks.
You do inform.
Well, thank you very much. I want you
Thanks,
to have a
guys.
Wonderful, wonderful day.
Thanks, guys. You know I love the show.
Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Happy birthday again.
Thank you. Bye.
La, 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 la. Let me get back to the clips, if I could see them, to kind of see where we are. We just did number one. We did not do the second part of that.
Right.
Okay, let's pick up 14th Amendment again.
Trump administration officials suggest there is room for interpretation.
There are constitutional scholars who say the 14th Amendment has been misinterpreted.
The Supreme Court of the United States has never ruled on whether or not the language of the 14th Amendment, subject to the jurisdiction thereof, applies specifically to people who are in the country illegally.
Federal courts have already weighed in and generally ruled the 14th Amendment applies to children born in the U.S. to undocumented parents. Ilya Shapiro is a senior fellow in constitutional studies at the Cato Institute.
Regardless of the debate over whether you can do it with an act of Congress rather than amending the Constitution, it's very clear that an executive order or executive action cannot do it by itself.
President Trump claims the U.S. is the only country to afford birthright citizenship, which is not true. At least 30 countries do. Lawmakers have tried to revoke it in the past, and the Department of Justice has said that is unconstitutional on its face. Gail?
Thank you, Weijia. You know, it's interesting. Kellyanne Conway's husband, George Conway, is a noted lawyer, as well as Neil Keitel, who's a former solicitor general, right in the Washington Post today. An important thing about our history, which is that birthright citizenship sprang from the ashes of the worst Supreme Court decision, which is Dred Scott, the 1857 decision that said slaves and the children of slaves could not be citizens of the United States. And they remind us that the blood of hundreds of thousands of Americans was shed to repudiate the idea.
These are people that they, and again, when they read that, they left out the important part again. They did the exact same thing that they did earlier. And this is what's so bad about this, is the media gets so that, you know, this is the Dred Scott and that this was to fight that. Well, it was the post-Civil War, if you go through and read things about it. And the writers of the amendment basically said that this is not for free birthright into the United States, that you're a U.S. citizen because you're born here. So it's gotten adulterated, as they could say here. Let me do this. If you can go to the Jonathan Turley piece of this equation. And this is Jonathan Turley talking about the 14th Amendment.
President Trump heating up the immigration debate by considering an executive order to end birthright citizenship. In a new op-ed, our next guest says the debate comes down to six poorly chosen words in the 14th Amendment. It's Jonathan Turley. Jonathan, first off, let's get the words out of the way. And this is the ones you told us to bracket on your column today. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subjected to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. What do you think is hard to figure out in those sentences?
Well, first of all, we have to remember the purpose of the amendment. The amendment was put forward because many states were trying to deny freed slaves the full rights and powers of citizenship. So the sentence was designed to guarantee that those Americans were recognized as full citizens. Now, that clause is what has caused the confusion. Since the minute this was ratified, there's been a debate about unlimited birthright citizenship. Some of the drafters of the 14th Amendment indicated that they did not believe that this language was unlimited birthright protections or guarantees. Some of them actually put in legislation limiting birthright citizenship to children of citizens or legal residents.
Yeah, this is Jonathan Turley. Jonathan Turley is a very much of a constitutional guy. We use him a lot. He's a Georgetown law professor. He is more on the progressive liberal side. But since the Trump administration, Dershowitz and Turley have been the two supporters of Trump and things that Trump is doing. Now, he wrote this op-ed and is kind of laying it out here. And let me do this. I'm going to go to a break. I have him do the second part of this about the 14th Amendment. You may be surprised.
Your news talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Faulkner University baseball star Will Dismukes dreamed of playing in the major leagues, but that dream was cut short when he suffered a stroke at just age 22. Dismukes recovered with a new sense of purpose and a deeper faith in the Lord. Today, Will Dismukes is a husband, a father, and youth minister who shares our Christian values. He's also a successful small business owner who has the experience we need to create good-paying jobs in Central Alabama. Will Dismukes is a proven conservative committed to ending wasteful government spending and lower taxes so families can keep more of what they earn. And Will Dismukes is a Trump conservative. He isn't a career politician. Dismukes is an outsider who'll clean up Montgomery. Will Dismukes, conservative Republican for State Representative District 88.
Paid for by Will Dismukes for State Representative, P.O. Box 68086, Prattville, Alabama 36068.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here's your updated 2018 real estate market report. According to recent reports, local sales for single-family homes has increased 15% from last year at the same time. We have switched from being in a buyer's market to a seller's market. Sellers of homes have been able to sell their homes for close to 97% of the listed price if they listed with a realtor, and the length of time on the market is much shorter. The good news for buyers and sellers is that interest rates are still low and houses are available in all price ranges to be seen. Payments for the average price home in the Montgomery area would still be lower than the average rental price in this area of $1,200 per month. For great information on getting qualified to buy a home, finding a home of your dreams, or selling a home for the best price, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225. Call now.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Show.
You always keep me guessing, I never
272-9228, that's where we are. Joey's covering for me. Let's go to the second part of Jonathan Turley here, talking about the 14th Amendment.
There has been a long-standing debate.
So yeah, you could have a good faith argument on both sides and still be a good person. Not a dog whistle argument for anything else, because people now are not using it for the original intention. In many cases, they're using it as a strategy to become citizens. Come here, have a kid, make that kid an American citizen just for that reason. That's not the reason this amendment was written.
Yeah, I don't understand all the hyperbole and anger about this. This has been a long-standing debate. There's good faith arguments on both sides. The natural reading of this amendment, which seemed to support unlimited birthright citizenship. But the history, the text, some of the drafters tend to go the other way. And courts view clauses like this as having meaning. They don't just dispense them. So the question is, why was this clause put in? What was it referencing? And you can certainly make a good faith argument that it limits birthright citizenship. The United States is something of an outlier. There's only about 30 countries that recognize unlimited birthright citizenship.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean that you can use an executive order. You know, I testified against President Obama using executive orders, and I think it was wrong then. I think it's wrong now. But I think Lindsey Graham's proposal of legislation could have a stronger case to make in court.
But with labels. Jonathan Turley, thanks so much.
And exactly what we were saying yesterday, and we broke the story about Lindsey Graham being out there. And people it's funny how Lindsey Graham is so loved on CBS and this kind of stuff when he has been critical of Donald Trump. Have you noticed? We have not seen Lindsey Graham on NBC or CBS.
Nope, not lately.
And he used to do a little MSNBC stuff, too, but yet nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. Now, he did do a Meet the Press segment a while back, but that's, you know, just right after that McCain had passed away. So let me pick back up with a couple of other things. One, let's do this story, quick story about China. Intel officer charged with stealing U.S. aviation technology.
For the third time since September, Chinese intelligence officers are accused of stealing information from American corporations. 10 Chinese intelligence officers, hackers, and company insiders face espionage charges. A federal indictment unsealed yesterday accuses them of conspiring to steal commercial jet engine technology from more than a dozen companies. Jeff Begays is in Washington with the details of this important investigation.
This latest indictment adds to the growing tension between the U.S. and China in the middle of this fierce trade war. Federal prosecutors say the Chinese officers tried to steal coveted information on turbofan engine technology while they were working to develop a similar engine for their commercial planes. It lists 13 companies as targets of the operation, with offices located in France, the United Kingdom, and 8 cities here in the U.S. The hackers allegedly used several tactics, including injecting malware into the company's computer systems. In a statement, a U.S. attorney accused China of trying to steal the information for commercial gain, saying that China could use the information to build their own engines instead of buying American.
Okay, so instead of buying American, you steal it, and then you just replicate it, and then you've got an F-35. And this is what Trump has been talking about this forever. He's talking about that Chinese are not honest folks. They're stealing stuff. They take advantage of you, and he wants something to be settled. He wants it to get settled out of that. So I'm glad that they caught these guys, and I'm hope that Trump is able to make a really good point with it. I noticed that they didn't include anything about Trump and things that Trump had said in the past about this subject. So with this, let me kind of move into another area here, and that is, let me go back to Trump plans to sign order ending birthright citizenship.
The president plans to sign an executive order that will remove the right to citizenship for babies of non-citizens and unauthorized immigrants born on U.S. soil. This was broken about 30 minutes ago. It is in a conversation with Axios on HBO.
We're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States for 85 years with all of those benefits. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it has to end.
Have you talked about that with counsel?
Yeah, I have.
So where in the process?
It's in the process. It'll happen. With an executive order.
Jonathan Swan and Jim Vanderhei with Axios and the President of the United States. Joining us right now, Kevin Cirilli, our Bloomberg Chief Washington Correspondent. Kevin, you and I are not Noah Feldman, our wonderful professor of law of Bloomberg Opinion, but it takes us back to Dred Scott of 1857, the battle over slavery. Those of us that saw the movie Daniel Day-Lewis with Lincoln and all that saw that battle with Thaddeus Stevens, and yet the president wants to pull us back to 1857. Who supports the president in this effort?
Well, the president is making the calculation that there's a portion of his base that would support that. Look, two points I would make. First and foremost, this is rhetoric that we heard from President Trump on the campaign trail during the Republican primary. This was an issue that he tried to drive as a wedge issue between himself as well as the other crowded Republicans, including former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. And the second point is that should he decide to come forward with this, it would also set up a court battle. And that's something that the new Supreme Court would ultimately likely at the end of the day hear a case on.
From your reporting in the last 2 days, the last four tumultuous days, is the president helping his grand old party or not?
It depends on where he is. You know, I think that's a great question, and I think it's really when you talk to Republicans about where he's going to campaign, because when he is in rural communities, Tom, yes, he's absolutely helping ultra conservatives, and I would look no further than the Kentucky 3rd District yesterday, which we were talking about,
yes.
In the sense of a very rural town that Andy Barr, the Republican incumbent, three-time incumbent, has been able to hold on to. He won by 22 percentage points in 2016, Tom, but now he's got Amy McGrath, the fighter pilot, who's given him a run for his money. The president is campaigning there. Retiring Speaker Paul Ryan's going to go there. So, you know, I really think it depends on where he is, because when he goes to the suburbs, well, it's a different race. It's more tight. Democrats are faring a bit better now. So it really depends on what part of the country he's
And remember, it's the suburban female that is the issue here. That is going to be the determining factor, and we'll be able to look at several bellwether races that night to see how it goes. I'm going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Jay and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Quiet, roomy, and downright plush. Sounds like a 5-star hotel, right? Well, close, except this one has four wheels under it. It's the all-new, fully redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 of Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. From luxury truck to work truck. The Ram 1500 delivers a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. It's lighter, stronger, and fine-tuned for improved ride comfort, off-road capability, and load leveling. These are creature features you can't get from a hotel. Trucks have no business being this nice in sight, but don't be fooled by the sedan-like ride. The new 2019 Ram 1500 can tow up to 12,750 pounds or shoulder as much as 2,300 pounds of payload. Come experience the difference of the all-new, redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're in Prattville, Montgomery, and always online at Brubaker.com. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Have you heard the two big myths about long-term care planning? First, if you need a nursing home or are already in a nursing home, it's too late to protect your assets. Well, that's not true. Second, a power of attorney is accepted everywhere. That's also not true. We will discuss the truth about these myths at the Successful Aging Boot Camp on November 1st at the Archibald Senior Center from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So please join me, Attorney Saj Grubbs, along with local experts on aging that will be available to answer your questions, like how to choose a home health care provider or what to look for in an assisted living facility and how to make those transitions stress-free. Now, there's a $10 registration fee to cover lunch and materials. So come get your questions answered at the Successful Aging Boot Camp on November 1st by calling 649-4911. Seats are limited, so please RSVP at 649-4911.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Federal prosecutors say pipe bomb suspect Cesar Sayoc searched addresses of his targets online and had photos of many of them on his cell phone. A death row inmate in Tennessee scheduled to die by the electric chair, the first such execution in more than a decade.
Edmund Zagorski was convicted in 1984 in the killings of two men during a drug deal and now on death watch. At Nashville's Riverbend, Supermax says he awaits the electric chair Thursday night, a request that he made earlier this month that he preferred 35 seconds of almost 2,000-volt shocks over a lethal injection that could take up to 18 minutes to kill him.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. A big parade in Boston today.
hundreds of thousands of baseball fans lining Boston streets to celebrate the fourth World Series championship by the Red Sox in the past 15 years. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Important weather changes on the way, but for today, a very warm Halloween. Mostly sunny with a high temperature up to about 83. There could be an isolated shower during the early evening hours during trick-or-treat hours, but the rain chances are 20% or less. Could be a shower or thunderstorm by the wee hours of the morning. Low temperature tonight, 66. Tomorrow, windy. Showers and thunderstorms, some possibly severe. Damaging wind would be the main threat, but you can't rule out a tornado in a situation like this. High around 73 tomorrow, then sharply cooler tomorrow evening as showers come to an end. Friday's high, 63. Could be an isolated shower, a breezy day, down to 44 Saturday morning, and Saturday's high in the upper 60s. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet today before the storm system gets here. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. You know, Trump went to Pittsburgh yesterday, and there were these protesters there, and they really focused on the protesters more than they did on what Trump was doing. And, you know, his son-in-law is Jewish, and his daughter has converted. And one of the things, if you haven't been to a Jewish funeral before, there's a lot of symbolism, and it's kind of a sad thing because as Christians, you're always looking at, you know, the life after, and they're not necessarily looking at that. But one of the things that they do is they put rocks, and they took some rocks, some pebbles from the White House, and put it on the Star of David's that were there, and these white flowers that are very symbolic within the Jewish culture. And it was a very beautiful thing. I think Trump did a really good job, and the rabbi welcomed him with open arms. And Ivanka, everybody looked beautiful. Everything was really nice. But they really emphasized this whole demonstrator thing. Let's listen in.
Well, three more victims of the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre will be laid to rest today. Thousands of people gathered yesterday to honor the first four victims to be buried. But many other people were in the streets of the Squirrel Hill neighborhood to protest a visit by President Trump. David Begno is outside the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh with the latest.
It's been 4 days since the shooting happened, and the FBI is still processing the crime scene. But things are starting to return to normal. The streets have been reopened, traffic is flowing. And I have to tell you, many of the world's media have left. As I look around right now, I count about four cameras. There were probably 50 yesterday when the president arrived.
Safety and solidarity!
We estimate more than 1,000 demonstrators gathered to protest the president. During his visit to Pittsburgh Tuesday afternoon.
It's time to stop the hate speech.
Many of them were demanding that the president condemn white nationalism and tone down divisive rhetoric. One man was arrested after refusing to move in a barricaded street. Outside the synagogue, Mr. Trump and the First Lady laid roses and ceremonial stones to honor each of the victims. They were joined by Ivanka Trump and son-in-law Jared Kushner, both of whom are observant Jews.
So they kind of emphasize the demonstrators there. But I like the fact that they added in the family members that are Jewish. I thought that was a good touch. I was kind of surprised that they did that. Let's go to the second part of this.
The president then visited the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center Presbyterian to meet with four law enforcement officers injured in Saturday's shootout.
He expressed his thanks for their service and his sorrow over their injuries and really wanted to hear some of their stories about the event.
Before the president arrived, mourners said goodbye to four of the victims, including beloved brothers Cecil and David Rosenthal and Daniel Stein. The 71-year-old had just become a grandfather. Dr. Jerry Rabinowitz was also buried. His family says the 66-year-old ran toward the gunfire to help others. Ruth Sattler knew him for almost 40 years.
That he would be the kind of person who would do whatever he could to help in a situation like that. That's Jerry. He's just a wonderful person.
Here at the synagogue yesterday, the president was asked if he had anything to say, and he said, quote, sad, sad, very sad. I hope we've learned a lot. Gail, of all the posters being held up around here, there was one that I loved and I know you'll love. It said, quote, hate cannot weaken a city of steel.
That was a good line. Hate cannot weaken a city of steel. That was a very good line. Troy Gowdy was on yesterday. Go ahead and grab that phone so we can see if we've got somebody wants to stay within the subject matter here. 272-9228, by the way. Hey, don't forget about Sweet Creek Farm Market, guys. I'm heading down there right after the show. See how things are going here. Okay, go ahead and play Troy Gowdy.
I want to start with what we left off with Jonathan Swan, who covers the White House, and talking about the sort of battle that goes on and the fingers that are pointed over what happened at the synagogue this weekend. But he felt that the responsibility lies more on the president than it does on the press because he is, quote, the most powerful person in the world. Do you agree with that?
Well, I certainly agree he's the most powerful person in the world. He has a unique opportunity. I have never been good, Martha, at changing other people's behavior. I need to be good at engaging in self-reflection. And if every one of my fellow citizens would look in the mirror and say, what can I do to improve our country? How can I be less divisive? How can I be more intentional in my efforts to unify this country? I can't change President Trump's behavior. I can't change the headlines at Politico and the Washington Post. What I would love to see the president do when he goes to Pittsburgh is to eulogize the lives of those lost. That's what's unifying. Just like in Charleston, when nine of my fellow South Carolinians lost their lives simply because they are black. Get to know the people who lost their lives. That would be unifying for my fellow citizens, But politicizing tragedies hours after they happened is just reflective of how incredibly divisive we are.
You know, Troy Gowdy is really that exactly right. If they would eulogize the victims in this, where you get to know who they are, that's what they did in Charleston. You remember we found out about the lady who was the singer and the pastor and the kind of the story behind it. And all of that is what really makes it right. And it's not that these 11 were killed, it's who the 11 were that were killed. And, you know, Trey Gowdy really knows how to hit it right in the sweet spot of things. So let's stay with him, and he's going to be trying to talking about understanding each other. This is good.
Here's a picture that you tweeted with sort of like your dream of how you wish things could be. Explain what you meant here.
Well, Bill Nuttall's in that picture was a U.S. attorney under President Obama. He's to the left of Chairman Mao politically. We've been friends for 10 years, and we'll be friends until we die. Tulsi Gabbard is one of the kindest, nicest, most decent people I have ever met. She happens to be a progressive from Hawaii. You wouldn't put a progressive Hindu from Hawaii with a three-part Calvinist Republican from South Carolina. But we have been intentional in our desire to have a friendship. And I think part of what plagues our country now is we have a tendency to surround ourselves with people who just ratify what we already believe. I mean, if you want to understand how President Obama was elected twice, you got to ask somebody who voted for him. Mm-hmm. And the same with Donald Trump. The media cannot fathom how he is president of the United States. Ask someone who voted for him. They will tell you why he is the president of the United States. But if all you do is surround yourself with the philosophy department at Princeton, then no, there are no Trump supporters there. So go ask some people in real America who felt an angst and uncertainty that led to his election. But if all we do is talk to people that just ratify what we already believe, We're headed in a bad direction.
He makes a great point with that. Let me go to Charles. Charles, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, how y'all doing this afternoon?
We're good, Charles. How about you?
Good. Pretty good. On the discussion about the being the baby born in America, being become a nationalized citizen from parents that had came in, what part does that go back? I'm looking back at my history about, the Three-Fifths Compromise after the end of the Civil War,
right,
when they were in doing the counting, I don't know if it was for census, but does that have any connection with this particular amendment?
No. This is post-Civil War, and it was the way to bring the black population that were slaves into as citizens.
Okay. So, of course, the Three-Fifths Compromise, was that not?
That was a situation of when they're doing the census that they were counting African Americans as three-fifths, and so because they didn't want the population of states like Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana to get more congressional districts because of the African community, the slave population,
which would have given the slave states more power.
Yeah, exactly.
I got great.
A lot more power.
All right. Oh, well. Okay. All right. Well, thanks. Y'all have a great day. Appreciate the show, too, man. All right.
Thank you. New 793.1 FM, Dan Moore Show. Let me go to a break so I can kind of set this up and be back right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
It was an April morning when they told us we should go. As I turned to you, you smiled at me. How could they say no? Oh, the fun to have, to live the dreams we always had. Oh, the songs to sing, we at last.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood, security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. So how can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether your home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline ever. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
With affordable financing options available, now's the perfect time for Mr. Electric to install an automatic standby generator in your home. And remember, Mr. Electric provides maintenance for backup generators too. For more information, call Mr. Electric of Montgomery today.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. I'd be remiss if I did not mention that this hour of the Dan Morris Show is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Go by and see Tip Tames, David Ingram, the whole gang there, Lynn, Danielle, Eric. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. I tell you, buying a used car can be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. So let's go back to Trey Gowdy, and I really like the way that Trey Gowdy lays things out. Listen, he's talking about what can be unifying for us.
80% of the country believes that we are divided. And the other thing that I think gets lost in this conversation is, you know, you talk about what happened in South Carolina. There's a problem with, you know, individuals who live in isolation, who are not part of a community, who perhaps aren't part of their own faith, who commit these kinds of acts over and over. They obviously are very deeply unstable, very deeply disturbed. And instead of talking about what's going wrong with the fabric of our community, perhaps that this kind of person, you know, gets left out in the cold and allowed to do something like this, we end up, you know, deep diving into, you know, the things that he said on social media and all of this.
Well, speaking of things that ought to unify us, Martha, there ought to be common standards of decency. There ought to be a common acknowledgement that we need a moral code by which we live, that racism is wrong, that intolerance is wrong, that what Dylann Roof believed before he got in the car and drove to Charleston, not just what he did, but what he believed before he got in the car, is reprehensible and insidious. And the same with the shooter in Pittsburgh. But when we lose that sense of unity, that there is a moral code that is not relativistic, it exists every day, then it leads to this kind of malaise that unfortunately we find ourselves in. And tragedy used to be unifying, but now, Martha, it lasts for about 30 minutes. Yeah. I want to focus on the victims. If President Trump will focus on the victims and their lives, I think that's what my fellow Americans would love. Not focus on the shooter and not focus on the politics of it. Focus on the lives that were lost and how that impacts dozens and hundreds of people that were involved in their lives. I think that would be unifying.
You know, I'm going to really miss Trey Gowdy. He has been just an outstanding spokesperson, an outstanding example of the way he focuses on things, the way he approaches government. I mean, he's going to be so sorely missed. I have no clue who's going to replace him, but they're not going to be nearly at the level that a Trey Gowdy would be. I mean, he really brings a lot to the table. Don Lemon is going to say something, and after just listening to Trey Gowdy, listen to Don Lemon.
You're extremist. Mm. That was doing bad things in the name of hate.
Yeah, and then now another one. And you have all of them in a row. And, you know, we messaged about this a little bit this weekend. I keep trying to point out to people not to demonize any one group or any one ethnicity, but we keep thinking that the biggest terror threat is something else. Some people who are marching, you know, towards the border like it's imminent. And when the last time they did this, a couple hundred people came and they, you know, most of them did get into the country. Most of them got tuckered out before they even made it to the border. So we have to stop demonizing people and realize the biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized to the right. And we have to start doing something about them. There is no travel ban on them. There is no ban on, you know, they had the Muslim ban. There is no white guy ban. So what do we do about that? So and first of all, let me just say this. Maurice Stollard is the name, and Vicky Jones, and they have been lost in all of this. Two people who were killed on Wednesday that you talked about. They have been lost about this, and I know that people feel that this story has not gotten enough coverage, and we will honor them tonight in our program. But go on, Chris. Sorry.
Did you hear what he said, that the last time there was a caravan, only a couple of hundred got into the country? Does he not remember all the craziness talking about 1,500, 4,000 kids being captured and put in these camps and everything? But no, now it's a couple of hundred. This is absolutely amazing to me that Don Lemon will go in and will just be outraged about the kids being locked up and pulled and ripped away from their mother's arms. But now it's only a couple of hundred people that made it to this country. That is absolutely amazing to me that they do that. So that's 2-3 minutes worth. So we got another couple of minutes here.
Yeah.
Folks, we are going to be doing the amendments. We'll be doing that Friday and on Monday in our election coverage. Hopefully I'm going to feel good enough to talk about some of the polling that is out there, so we can kind of get a feel for what this election may look like on next Tuesday, because it's vitally important, I can tell you that. It's going to be big. If the Republicans can keep the House, and I may not have clean information on that, mainly on the Senate, but we will have some bellwether districts to watch. But I tell you, if the Democrats, if the Republicans keep the Senate, then it is going to be huge for the Republicans. Because I fully believe that we're going to gain seats in the Senate. It's a question, are we talking two or are we talking five? And four, and 3-4 would be outstanding. Two would be okay. But you know, anything four would be absolutely amazing. So what we're going to do is we're going to play the Halloween piece on the way out. I want you guys to be safe tonight and be good. But be, Joey, by the way, thank you for a great show.
Oh, good show once again.
Guys, be good, be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Here's the Halloween story.
From communion with the dead to pumpkins and pranks, Halloween is a patchwork holiday stitched together with cultural, religious, and occult traditions that span centuries. It all began with the Celts, a people whose culture had spread across Europe more than 2,000 years ago. October 31st was the day they celebrated the end of the harvest season in a festival called Samhain. That night also marked the Celtic New Year and was considered a time between years, a magical time when the ghost of the dead walked the earth.
It was the time when the veil between death and life was supposed to be at its thinnest.
On Samhain, the villagers gathered and lit huge bonfires to drive the dead back to the spirit world and keep them away from the living. But as the Catholic Church's influence grew in Europe, it frowned on the pagan rituals like Samhain. In the 7th century, the Vatican began to merge it with a church-sanctioned holiday. So November 1st was designated All Saints' Day to honor martyrs and the deceased faithful.
Both of these holidays had to do with the afterlife and about survival after death. It was a calculated move on the part of the church to bring more people into the fold.
All Saints' Day was known then as Hallowmas. Hallow means holy or saintly. So the translation is roughly Mass of the Saints. The night before, October 31st, was All Hallows' Eve, which gradually morphed into Halloween. The holiday came to America with the wave of Irish immigrants during the potato famine of the 1840s. They brought several of their holiday customs with them, including bobbing for apples and playing tricks on neighbors, like removing gates from the front of houses. The young pranksters wore masks so they wouldn't be recognized. But over the years, the tradition of harmless tricks grew into outright vandalism.
Back in the 1930s, it really became a dangerous holiday. I mean, there was such hooliganism and vandalism. Trick-or-treating was originally a extortion deal. Give us candy or we'll trash your house.
Storekeepers and neighbors began giving treats or bribes to stop the tricks, and children were encouraged to travel door-to-door for treats as an alternative to troublemaking. By the late 30s, trick-or-treat became the holiday greeting.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump warning a group of Central American asylum seekers to turn around.